das war. Tatsa vidu vare iniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyuyona prachodaya Tatsavitvare iniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvare iniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvare iniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvare iniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House, so welcome back. If you've not tuned in to the show before, it's a little unusual. It's not like your average radio show. We've been running this now for about 6 to 8 months, and we've got listeners, well, actually all over the world, over in Canada and even Italy. It is a little unusual. The clue's in the name. We're focusing on meditation. So actually, you're going to take part. If you've never tried meditation before, it's probably not what you think it is. Meditation is a state of pure presence. You are very much aware. You are in the moment. You are not sleepy. You're not in a trance. That's really important. So there's no reason why you can't tune in if you're in your car. Actually, if you're driving, you need to be fully aware. You need to be fully awake. So please do listen in. If you're at home, why not take the time to actually do a proper meditation? So while you're listening to the intro here, you can set your room up. You can make sure you're not going to get disturbed. And probably the most important thing is your seated posture, because you will need to be comfortable. So get yourself a nice comfy chair, not in a slouched position, because the more upright in the spine you are, the fresher the mind will be. Now, each week we focus on a different topic. There's many, many different topics and areas to explore with meditation. And we use the meditation to go into them at an experiential level. So we're looking at these things and see what they feel inside of us, actually. See what we find. So today's topic is we're going to focus on emotions, and particularly the emotion of guilt. It's something many of us experience a lot in the West. I think we're kind of brought up with it, actually. Emotions are very, very powerful, and actually they can really disrupt our lives. They take us over. You think of an active emotion like, say, anger. When you're feeling anger, you're completely taken over by it. You can't think of anything else, and you kind of lose yourself into the emotion. They're not all positive in our lives. You know, we have many positive emotions, so you know, the feeling of joy and compassion and friendship and everything that goes with that, very, very, very positive. And they bring us energy. They deliver energy into our bodies, actually, when we feel these emotions. We feel uplifted. But there's a whole category of emotions that do completely the opposite. Things like anger, things like fear, actually, completely debilitating. They suck the energy out of us. If you think about the last time you really felt pure fear, afterwards, you feel it in your bones. Every single bone aches in your body. And today, the emotions we're going to look at are guilt and remorse, actually. So to truly get a handle on emotion, what we have to do is feel it deeply and understand it. So where do we feel it? We feel it in our heart and our gut. That's where it transpires. That's where it comes up. And what I advise people to do here is to focus on the raw energy of the emotion itself. So you don't go into the story of it. You just go into the emotion. Imagine what it feels like for a dog to feel emotions. I don't think they know the name of the emotion. They don't know how to describe it. They just purely feel it. That's what we do when we think about our emotions in meditation. We purely feel them. But of course, sitting behind the emotions are the thoughts. These are the fuel for the emotion. So thoughts drive through the mind and the emotion emerges in the heart and the gut. So in our meditation, we notice this process going on. We see what's happening. And we can do this with guilt. So you can think about those two words, guilt and remorse. Guilt is the emotion itself. It's that burning, horrible feeling in the heart and the gut. And remorse is the food for it. It's the thinking behind. Remorse is healthy. When we've done something wrong, we've really got to take a look at it and see what we did and make sure we don't do it again. But there's lots of false remorse in our lives. This comes up all the time. We feel remorse for things that actually we shouldn't. My dear mum, bless her, has just had a fall. She's fallen and broken her hip. And she's got false remorse in bucket loads. She's feeling remorse for creating a sense of burden on relatives. Also, for just disrupting lives, you know. She's very, very good at this. And there's no reason for her to feel that remorse. And of course, that delivers the guilt. So that's the type of thing that comes up in our lives all the time. So we're going to have a little look at this topic in our meditation. So settle yourself down, make sure you're not going to be disturbed. And we're going to play some nice gentle music. And while we're playing the music, just have a little sit and think about your life and notice perhaps the false remorse that comes up in your life. Meanwhile, enjoy the music.
Before you go of your own free will, go gently. Underneath the stars you met me, and underneath the stars you left me. I wonder if the stars ending. Why on earth am I and underneath the stars you left me. I wonder if the stars regret me. I'm sure they like me if they only met me. They come and go of their own free will. Go gently. Go gently. Go gently. Go gently.
Welcome back. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Spagg and this is the Meditation Show. And we're going to settle down into our meditation now. So, as I was discussing just now, we are examining emotions and in particular guilt and remorse. So in this meditation, we're not going to actively generate guilt. That's not going to help us. What we're going to do is just examine the emotional content in our heart and our gut, actually. So make sure you're nice and comfortable and you're not going to be disturbed. Make sure those doors are shut. Emotions are powerful, so you need to give yourself space to explore them. Don't be afraid of them. There's no such thing as a bad emotion. Whatever comes up is an opportunity for meditation, an opportunity to explore. But some of them do cause us pain. If we're going to make progress with our meditation, our mindfulness practice, we have to get used to going into that pain, sitting with it, understanding the causes of it. And of course, as we spoke earlier, those causes are the thoughts. So in your meditation this evening, when emotions arise, Just ask yourself what thoughts were behind them. Don't go into the thoughts, just notice that they're there and then let them go. And go into the emotion itself, the raw physical energy. I'm going to talk you through it, so just relax. Settle into your seat. And gently close the eyes. Have the gaze slightly downcast. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. Tune in to the space around you. Feel it. This is your space, your time, your opportunity to practice. You are safe. Feel the ground under your feet. Feel it supporting you. Dependable. Whatever's going on in your life at the moment, just put that to one side. We're going to explore being fully present with whatever's going on. We're going to start with the body scan to bring us fully and completely into the present moment. Now, while we work through the body, what I want you to do is feel genuine experience, so sensations in the body. Little flicks of energy, tiny little sparks. Notice tension in the muscles and let them go. Gradually we work through the body right the way through, becoming attuned to our full experience. So settling down, we start in the feet. Take your full awareness and concentration down into your feet. Feeling the contact with the ground. Feeling all those tiny little sparks of energy. And you can explore both inside, in the muscles and the sinews. And out on the surface, the toes, across the top of the foot. And work your way along the sole of the foot, up over the heel. Then we travel up through the ankle bones. Now as we travel, there will be places where the sensations are not so obvious. And the ankles are one of these places, so you really have to go in, feel. What can you feel? And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. You might feel a bit of tension. Just see if you can let it go. Relax. We work up into the knees. You can explore the knees, the kneecaps, behind the knees. See what's going on in your knees. Now, if you find any pain or discomfort, try to sit with it for a while. There's always pain in our lives. There's always discomfort. All we have to do is notice the way we react to it. So notice what's going on in the body. Notice any tension that appears around the area. Notice, perhaps, how you push it away, your emotional tension. Just see what happens. We work along the thighs and the hamstrings. You probably feel the contact of clothing here. Possibly hands resting on the thighs. Then we work up into the sitting bones. Relaxing into the seat. Here you can feel the pull of the earth, that comforting pull. You can relax into it and let go into it. But as you relax and let go, just let the head float up a little and bring a sense of strength into the spine. Notice when you do this, how the mind becomes fresher. When we're sitting upright, the mind is fresher, more alert. So we can use this as an opportunity to develop a strong intent to stay with our practice. Take your awareness into the shoulders. Feel any tension there. We carry our stress here. Let it go. And then take the awareness down the arms, into the hands and the fingers. Here you can really tune in. Become aware of thousands of tiny little sparks of energy. That's life. Take a fascination in it. And bring the awareness up to the head. Any tiny little sparks of energy across the scalp, see what you can feel. And then into the face. So Often, a face. We carry loads of tension in our faces. Ease the frown out. And you can feel a sense of compassion behind the eyes, as if you're gazing out with compassion. This softens the eyes, softens the muscles around them. And let a gentle smile of compassion come on the lips. Bring all of these sensations together, thousands of them in the body. Sitting in this space, nice and safe, this is your time, just for you. Going to use the breath to develop a sense of concentration now, gentle concentration. Nothing hard, nothing harsh, soft and gentle, single-pointed and focused. So, bring your awareness to the breath down in the belly. Feel the gentle rise and fall of the belly as you breathe in and out. Notice the sensation of the breath. As you gently breathe in and out, on each out breath, just let the word calm echo in the mind. That'll have its effect. It'll settle into the body. So you're breathing in and out, and on the out breath, calm. Let thoughts go. Thoughts will come up. You can't stop them. But you don't have to follow them. Just stay with the breath. Calm. Distractions will arise, little sounds, perhaps discomfort in the body, or thoughts. Just gently notice that they've arisen, and bring your mind back to the breath. Calm. Every time you notice, Every time you bring your mind back, you're making progress in your meditation. Just the breath. Calm. Just be here now with the breath. Nothing else matters. Calm. Let go of the word, but stay with the breath. Deepen your concentration on the breath. Feel every aspect of it as it flows through the body. Just the breath. Nothing else matters. Thoughts will come and go. When they do, gently come back to the breath. Notice how as the meditation deepens, the breath settles, becomes longer and deeper. As the breath settles and becomes longer and deeper, the mind settles, like a pond after a storm, settling in the moonlight. Just the breath. Nothing else matters.
Thank you.
Don't be tempted by thoughts. Just let them go. Notice any tension in you. Breathe it out. Just the breath. To adjust our focus a little now. So feel the breath breathing in to the stomach and the heart area. This is where our emotions live. Be gentle on yourself here. But notice how you feel. Notice the energy in that area. Any tension. What do the emotions feel like? Stay away from the thoughts. Stay away from justifying the emotions. Don't even try and identify them. Just be with the energy of how you feel. A genuine experience. Stomach and heart. Breathing in. Breathing out. How do you feel? What's going on? Notice the way the mind joins in and tries to justify the emotion. When we have fear in our heart, the mind goes looking for things to be afraid of, and it jumps from one thing to another. Just focus on the energy of the emotion itself. Breathe. When we take the thoughts away, the emotion settles, just like that pond in the moonlight. Notice that, experience that. The emotion will still be there, but it'll feel calmer, settled, less in control. Breathe. Stay with the breath. Breathe into the stomach and the heart. gently relax your concentration. Come back into the room. Feel the space around you. Feel the seat supporting you. And just check in with yourself for a moment. And here, we can build a soft intent to take this practice out into our week. To be in touch with our emotions more, to notice them. Notice the way the thoughts feed them. Not be so consumed by them. They don't necessarily tell us the truth. They're not necessarily a positive thing. They won't always take us forward in our lives in a positive way. So just practicing noticing our emotions. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. So meditation, we practice a great deal in the Sangha house, and coming up on the 8th of September, we've got a very special visit. A Buddhist monk, name of Gelong Tubten. And he's just brought out a new book, A Monk's Guide to Happiness. And it's doing very, very well. It's a bestseller in the Amazon charts. So he's going to come along on the 8th of September and lead a full day of talks and meditation mindfulness. So don't miss out. Give the Sangha House a call, 01823-428-156. And we can book in. You've been listening to The Meditation Show. I'm Andy Spragg. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I hope you have a lovely week, and I'll see you back here next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Bye for now.